Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Go ahead and grab your coffee because we're jumping right into everything that happened in Hollywood this past week. Last weekend was Lollapalooza in Chicago, and a ton of people went. It looked like a ton of fun. I've actually been, and I had total FOMO this week, especially after the crazy year that we've had, missing music. I hope that everyone who went wore a mask and stayed safe. It seems like almost everyone was trying to be responsible, especially the performers. Well, all except for one. Lollapalooza officially dropped DaBaby from their lineup following homophobic comments he made the week before at a Florida concert. The festival said it was, quote, founded on diversity, inclusivity, respect, and love, unquote. And in case you aren't caught up on this news yet, the short end of it is that during a performance, the rapper said, quote, trigger warning, if you didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, or any of them deadly sexually transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2 or 3 weeks, then put your cell phone lighters up. He said a few other things that I'm not going to repeat, and this was said at Rolling Loud in Miami. And sure, he apologized, but a comment like this must come from some deep-rooted place, in my opinion at least. It's such a long-winded and specific comment to make that I don't think an apology is what's going to fix it. I really think this is a situation where action has to be taken instead of just giving a public apology. And I also think Lollapalooza was probably the first of many sponsors to drop him. The small silver lining that came from this situation was the outrage from the gay ally community, especially in Hollywood. They used their voices to spread awareness about HIV. Huge names like Elton John, Demi Lovato, Madonna, and Dua Lipa took their time to educate their followers on the statistics of the disease and to end the stigma that DaBaby is perpetuating. Elton John, for example, said, quote, HIV has affected over 70 million people globally, men, women, children, and the most vulnerable people in our communities. In America, a gay black man has a 50% lifetime chance of contracting HIV. Stigma and shame around HIV and homosexuality is a huge driver of this vulnerability. We need to break down the myths and judgments and not fuel these. Homophobic and HIV mistruths have no place in our society and industry. As musicians, we must spread compassion and love for the most marginalized people in our communities. A musician's job is to bring people together, unquote. So while the concertgoers might have seen one less performer, the festival stood their ground and stayed away from basically being problematic. Luckily, it seems that everybody still had a great time without him. Speaking of fun, a few new Hollywood couples have emerged this week, including Euphoria's Sydney Sweeney, who was spotted on a yacht with her boyfriend, Jonathan DeVito. Apparently, they've been together since November of 2020, so why didn't we know about this? Well, it's likely because she's very work-focused and doesn't want the media to talk about anything other than her long list of credits, which include The Handmaid's Tale, White Lotus, Euphoria, Sharp Object. Once upon a time in Hollywood, the list goes on. Sydney is only 23 years old and is already worth about $1 million. A big part of the secret is that every time fans speculate whether or not she's taken, it seems like that's really the focus of the conversation around her name instead of the massive impact that she's making on the industry. And I don't blame her at all. I mean, we often see that couples in Hollywood who stay out of the media last way longer. So let them celebrate each other in peace. Another relationship that broke the internet this week was that of Selling Sunset star Chrishell Strauss and her boss on the show, Jason Oppenheim. Yes, he's her boss in real life, and yes, they confirmed this via Instagram, posting a pic of the two kissing. And I want to say that I'm shocked by this, but I'm really not. They flirted a lot on the show, and they actually used to come into a restaurant that I worked at all the time, just the two of them. So I'm practically the least shocked of anyone. Jason's twin brother and co-owner of the Oppenheim Group commented on the photo saying, Love you, Chrishell. Thank you for making my brother happy. Most of her co-stars have spoken in support of the relationship as well, so again, let them celebrate each other in peace. A few other couples are celebrating things as well this week. Not new relationships, but a new baby. Queer Eye star Tan France and husband Rob have officially welcomed a baby boy who they named Ismail. The baby was welcomed via surrogate this week, and yes, the baby was about 7 weeks early, so he had to spend a little bit of time in the NICU, obviously, but the couple posted a photo with the baby, sharing their excitement as well as updating the world on the health of the surrogate, saying that she's doing great. Tan also says that the baby's name was decided on their first date, and they plan on raising him in a very South Asian way so he can appreciate his family's culture. Click the link in my bio to see these adorable pictures. And though Tan's baby was completely planned, E! News correspondent Erin Lim and her husband Josh Rhodes announced that they're having a baby, and it was a total surprise. She announced her pregnancy on The Rundown, her Snapchat show for E!, and later released a YouTube video talking about how she found out, how she hid it, her symptoms, and her struggles. It's definitely interesting to hear someone be so open about what it's like to go through a surprise pregnancy, so if you're interested in hearing about it, click the link in my show notes for her YouTube video. Not many things are as crazy as a surprise pregnancy, but Scarlett Johansson has tried to take the cake this week. She has filed a lawsuit against Disney claiming that they breached their contract. Now, this is a massive story in the headlines. I'm sure everybody's seen it, but just to fill you in, her compensation for the movie Black Widow was basically contingent on how well the film did. So she was under the impression that the film was just to be released in theaters and potentially on Disney Plus at a later date. And the film did great. It did amazing in theaters. It actually made her $20 million. However, Scarlett's upset because Disney released it on Disney Plus the same day as its theater release, taking away from money that could have been made via theater viewings. Now Disney's released a statement basically saying that Scarlett's being greedy, she's already made $20 million on the film, and many say that she really doesn't have a leg to stand on. But other stars have been inspired by this, including Emma Stone, who's now considering doing the same thing as Disney released Cruella the same day on Disney Plus as it was released in theaters. And this is a hard case because Scarlett Johansson is really well known for being a giving person and being very charitable. We know a lot goes into starring in a massive film, especially one for Disney, I'm sure. But Scarlett's decision has inspired a lot more than just Emma considering suing Disney as well. It also inspired stars to follow in her footsteps from films that were made a while ago. For example, Gerard Butler has decided to sue Millennium Films, saying that they owe him about $10 million more from the filming of Olympus Has Fallen. He says the producer had understated domestic and foreign receipts by tens of millions of dollars and had failed to report about $8 million that went to its own executives. I really want to know what you guys think about this. Do you think these stars deserve their money for their work, or do you think that they're kind of nitpicking, you know, what is the difference after you've already made $20 million? DM me on Instagram and let me know what your thoughts are. Scarlett Johansson may be in the middle of some controversy, but she did inspire something pretty amazing. Reese Witherspoon has officially sold her media company Hello Sunshine for almost $1 billion. The company was started by her 5 years ago and has produced massive hits like Gone Girl, Wild, Big Little Lies, The Morning Show, and Little Fires Everywhere. Reese and her CEO will stay on the company's board. As Reese said, quote, "I'm going to double down on the mission to hire more female creators from all walks of life and showcase their experiences. This is a meaningful move in the world because it really means that women's stories matter." She also says that the sale of the company was done as part of a plan to build an independent entertainment company for Hollywood's streaming era. And this story really just gives you one more reason to love Reese Witherspoon. That's it for this week's headlines. Don't forget you can read more details on each by clicking the link in my show notes. If you see any headlines you want covered or have thoughts on this week's, DM me on Instagram at MeganTheMorningPodcast. And I'll be back next week to catch you up on the latest pop culture news.